Welcome back.
Two-liter podcast.
Was like, you really broke it. I chipped it. I'm just kidding. No, that's the same chip.
Anyway, dude, I'm not here. Darren's going to have to buy me a new one. This mug gets real dirty real fast. Like, look in there. Disgusting.
If I didn't know any better, I'd be like, that's mold.
But well, you know, coffee is one of the most moldy foods.
Is it really?
Yep.
I had no clue. It's
food storage.
There you go.
So, what's up, everyone?
How are y'all doing?
Great leader lunch yesterday, by the way.
Absolutely
spectacular. Fantastic leader lunch.
The food was delectable.
Top notch.
I don't even
know what
we're doing. We don't even know yet, because this is shot.
We don't even know what it was, but you know.
Way before.
But everyone, as of September 9th, which is when we're recording today. So everyone whose name, or everyone who's RSVP'd, as of today, September 9th, for the leader lunch.
Yes or no.
Yes or no, yep, is in here.
Okay.
So thank you guys for being early RSVPers.
Early adopters.
Early adopters, early as we adopters. Call them.
Yeah.
And so you're going to get a shout out plus the 50-day
Oh, yeah. The Knowing him devotional, which we talked about last week.
Sarah started last week. Mm-hmm. She's already on day 7, probably.
Yeah.
Just
hopefully.
Just cooking. Yeah, she's all about it.
You better
she's
be.
Just like, oh my gosh, this is the best thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Mm.
I think.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
It's pretty good. It's up there.
Yeah, I'm just putting words in her mouth at this point. Yeah. But, and the winner is none other than, and leader shout at roulette goes to. Jennifer Gross.
Jennifer Gross.
First of all, thank you for RSVPing. You should let your husband RSVP as well. But I digress. My shout out for Jennifer is that, you know, we have a lot of like leaders who begin serving in student ministry because they're a parent of a student.
Yeah.
And for those of you who don't know, Grace graduated a year or two ago at this point.
Two, I think.
And Jennifer is still all the way dialed in.
Yeah.
And
locked in.
And chooses to go to camp every year. Which
is its own.
If I wasn't
thing.
Getting paid to go to camp, I don't know if I'd be at camp.
Absolutely.
But Jennifer's
not.
There. Well, and I remember a year, maybe it was last year, a year before at camp, I remember watching her go down that big old slide. Like, she's still doing the
oh,
stuff.
Oh, she's like,
you know,
all
I mean?
In.
Yeah.
I didn't see that.
All in. And
let's
like,
go. That's
I saw.
Huge.
A picture from a bird's eye view of FSO that Steven sent me. And I look in the back sitting there next to Dia, who's at FSO, not obligated, not required to be there. I bet you can't guess.
I can't guess.
It's Jennifer.
No way.
Yeah, it was Jennifer.
Wow.
So Jennifer, thank you. Your
thank you.
50-day devotional will be sitting in the leader workroom. And thank you for being an early adopter.
Yes.
RSVP-er to leader lunches.
I just gotta say, like, the commitment to like to always be on, like, to even get on the slide, go down, like,
oh,
all
yeah.
that stuff. Like, I know, like, that sounds like such a small thing, but like the students see that and they're just like,
oh yeah,
wow,
it's endearing.
Like,
I haven't
amazing.
Gotten on that slide in 2 years, so I'm just saying. Today we're going to talk about the opportunity to find community in serving. So for those of you that were at the leader lunch yesterday, you know that we broke you into those same huddles that you were broken into at the August leader lunch.
Right. Yeah,
Just for a minute, you know that we did a lot of like the National Day of Volunteer Training, but we wanted you to kind of like sit and have discussion as well as like have a breakout time in those huddles. And so one of the ways, and if we talked about it, you know, in the last episode, if you're serving and you're missing out on like the formal connect group, chair two level of community, an option for some of that, though not entirely replacement of a connect group, is to find some of that community, some of that relationship within the context of serving. And there's levels, I get it, to like community. Like some of it's like surface, like I like these people, like our Tuesday morning basketball and Thursday morning basketball, like that's community, but like we're also not like sharing prayer requests
no,
and like
not at
carrying
all.
One another's burdens. So
if anything, we're adding to each other's burdens.
Probably as I'm icing my knees in staff meeting and everyone's looking at me like, what's wrong with you?
Nearly snapping my
Zach
L7.
Was like, what's wrong with your knees? And I was like, I'm just old. Like, I'm just old now. But that is a level of community. And a lot of times like that might be like what you get in serving. But it would be awesome if within our teams, you started to find people that like you could genuinely rely on
Yeah.
And even that you would say that you could do life with. And like those people that fall into those categories, like not every single person who's serving is someone that you can maybe like do life with at a very real level. Like a major catastrophe or a major moment happens and you turn to them. Like that's, you know, again, not every single person can be that person, but perhaps someone can be that person.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely right. I mean, the number of times that like just finding community and sometimes in the places where you're not expecting to find it. Mm-hmm. Like I think in serving, like you're like a lot of the reasons that people want to serve is like you, like we've talked about to serve, like you're going out and you are helping other people.
Facilitate community for the kids. For the kids. Do this thing
like,
for the
it's
kids.
It's a sacrifice. But sometimes like, you know, entering into those spaces also with the concept of like, I could find people that are really like, you know, important in my own spiritual development and who I am as a believer and as a disciple of Christ, like that needs to be something that we're always looking for. And like, we're trying to, you know, create and facilitate those opportunities for you guys at Leader Lunch, whatever it may be.
So. Yeah. And that's the one of the reasons for Leader Lunch is to create space for that. Because when you're here on a Sunday morning, like you're locked up, like you're in a group, you're in a bay, you're with kids the whole time. Or if you're here on Wednesday, you're in a safety position. You know what I mean? But like, so the Leader Lunch allows a space to be around each other when the kids aren't there.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever gone on a mission trip or like something like that with like another group of people? Like you come back and like your bond
there's,
with them.
Yeah, there's like a,
there's something more there.
Yeah.
And that's in a way, like that's, you're like, yo, like we're on the students team together. And I get like some of those people you've never even met. You don't even know their names, but like, hopefully you know some people's names and you're in community while serving together. And so it's not going to be at the same level of a mission trip, but you know, if any of you've ever gone to camp or you served at winter weekend, you come back after that and there's just another like touch point, another layer of connection that exists. Why? Because you're on mission together. You're doing the thing, you're fulfilling the Great Commission of Jesus shoulder to shoulder, you know, locking arms with someone else. And, and that can help kind of add to that.
Yeah. And on top of that too, I mean, you know, Jesus talks about like comparing, you know, us as the body of Christ, like every single person being a different member of the body,
right?
You know, like, and not only like, are we able to all together fully shape into one body, but you know, one thing that the eye is good at is something different than the hand is good at, and the ability to be able to, and obviously like I'm not literally just a hand or just an eye and I can only do those functions, but we can learn from each other in those instances as well and become better leaders as a result.
Totally. Story time?
Story time.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So for this story, so Kaylee had been talking to the Hello team a little bit because they have...
Hello team.
The Hello team has a bit of a bad habit of they're opening the door when the students are getting out of the car, right? But there's a bit of a walk from the, you know, the street to the front door.
So while the kid is getting out of the car, walking in, what are they doing?
Nothing. They're staring at them. And like, if I were just to stare at somebody for like the 20 seconds that they're walking up, it would be kind of like intimidating. I don't know if I would be very welcomed.
Are they not saying hello?
No, they're not. Like they are eventually, like when they get up to the door, but it's like, okay, I know this interaction is going to happen at some point, but it's just like a matter of when it's going to start type of thing. And that's uncomfortable as is. So,
which is why, like whenever I'm at the door, I'm like, what's up? How you doing? Like I'm talking the whole way.
Yeah.
And you know,
yeah,
maybe a teenager or whoever isn't going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just going to wait till they're at the door and be like, hi, welcome.
Yeah, because they know what they're supposed to do, but I don't think they know like exactly why, like, and exactly how to be the most engaging. And but anyway, so Kaylee was like, okay, how about we just keep the doors closed? Then when they get to the door, then we open it for them and say hello then. But there's a bit of a problem with that. Our doors are glass, obviously, and
translation, you can see from the outside through said glass.
So the kids are still staring at them, just this. The entire time.
Behind a door, which and might even be more awkward. Like you're like on the crash bar and you're just like, should I open yet? Nope.
Now they're there. Yeah. So Kaylee was like, guys, you can't be doing that either. So got to give it up. So, you know, props to the Hello team for opening the door eventually. But how about, you know, either talk to each other or like, engage them earlier on. But,
something.
Yeah.
Which,
something better.
One of my pet peeves is when the greeters are talking to each other.
Uh-huh.
Like like on Sunday morning.
And a kid like walks right through.
Well,
or
no, even like I'm walking through and the greeters are talking to each other. And it's like for like a split second, they're going to like break their conversation. Like, welcome. And then they're like back to talking to each other. And
yeah.
It's like, I just felt like an interruption to you.
Yeah, literally.
So
yeah.
Anyway, I digress. But should we get out of here?
Get out of here.
Bye, everyone. Crash into this thing. See ya.